أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب موسى إنه كان مخلصا وكان رسولا نبيا وناديناه من جانب الطور الأيمن وقربناه نجيا ووهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه هارون نبيا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 51 to 53 of Surah Maryam. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Khalilullah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, now Allah ta'ala speaks about Kalimullah, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And one conceivable reason why Allah ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salam and also his brother Harun is because the previous incidents, Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam, and then of course Yahya alayhi salam, Sayyida Maryam, and of course Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, they were all the progeny of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wassalam that came through Sayyiduna Sulaiman and Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Hence Allah says, Wadhkur fil kitabi Musa, and mention and remember in the kitab Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. He was Kalimullah, he was that Nabi that Allah had chosen to speak to. Innahu kana mukhlasa, and certainly he was mukhlas, he was chosen by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every Nabi of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had handpicked, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen. Nobody else had any decision, any part of the decision. Nobody could give the view who should be a Nabi, who should not be a Nabi. All of that was the pure choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Mukhlasan, Allah chose these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam for himself. Inna akhlasnahum bikhalisatin dhikraddar. And then the other choice that Allah made, Allah chose them so that they will be particularly and uniquely for the remembrance of Akhirah. In other words, they themselves will remember the shortness of this life, the everlasting Akhirah, and they will invite towards the everlasting Akhirah, and of course the Hisab and the Kitab and Jannah and all of that. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا, and he was a Rasul of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam the Kitab, the Torah, a Shariat, and he had to deliver the Shariat and the message of this Kitab to his people. Nabiya, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him to be the Nabi of Allah, and Allah ta'ala had sent down wahi to him. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ, and Allah says, and we called him to the right hand side of Mount Tur. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was traveling from Madian, and as he was traveling from Madian towards Misr, towards Egypt, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam required some light. He required, something that he would light a fire, and hence he saw this fire in the distance, and he thought he would just go and get some coal and he would be able to light the fire. It was a cold night, but it was not coal that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had gotten. This was now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's choice, that Allah had chosen him to speak to Allah. Allah spoke to him, and hence in this way Allah ta'ala chose Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to become the Nabi of Allah. Wa qarrabnahu, and Allah says, we brought him close. Najiya, with a secret communication that was between him and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was such a communication that he did not hear Allah with his ears, but he perceived Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's voice with every limb, every part of his body. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. Just one point that we all should consider, that if you looked at all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was the one that stuttered. He had the stutter. And Allah chose him to become the Kalimullah. So Allah Ta'ala can choose anyone. When Allah wants to choose to become the Wali of Allah, to become the friend of Allah, it is not our capability, but it is Qabuliyat and the choice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَوَهَبَنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. And we had bestowed for him through our Rahmah his brother Harun alayhi salatu was salam, and we made him a Nabi. Musa alayhi salam had some apprehensions and he required somebody to assist him in the mission to go to Fir'aun and to invite him. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the plea of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu was salam a Nabi of Allah. And hence here Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us the very, very important lessons that the choice of nubuwat, that is Allah's. But for us to strive and to trod the path of Allah, to go through this path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, making tawbah, having taqwa, carrying out good deeds, that is our choice that Allah has given us, and in that way we can also reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.